there are times where there will be people that move among the people of the church, the people of God, and present themselves as Christians. And their goal is to undermine teaching. Maybe they do that unknowingly because they believe that what they're believing is the truth, or they do it knowingly because what they think they believe is the truth. But back in the day when 1 John was being written, there was a group of people called the Gnostics. And Irenaeus said about them, "And committing many other abominations and impieties, they run us down, who from a fear of God guard against sinning even in thought or word as utterly contemptible and ignorant persons, while they highly exalt themselves and claim to be perfect and the elect seed." So John, the beloved apostle, the beloved disciple, came up with a series of tests that one could objectively use, and that would be determining whether or not somebody had fellowship with God. There would be an acceptance of what the apostles proclaimed about Jesus Christ, that he was the God-man. There would not be a persistent life that walks in things that are evil or sinful. There would be a belief that God is absolutely righteous and holy and pure. There would be a willingness to acknowledge your own sin and confess that sin when you do sin. And there would be an attitude that does not want to sin. There's an attitude that realized Jesus Christ is the only means of forgiveness when we do sin. And there'd be this assurance that comes through obedience that one would have because they know God. And so here's another test. One who has true fellowship with God will have a continual love for his brother or sister within the church family and not a continual hatred. So let's look at verse 7 here of chapter 2. He says, "Beloved, I'm writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard." So from verse 7, the first thing we see is he addresses to a believer. He calls them beloved. And there's four family terms that are used in the book of 1 John. There's little children, that's technon, beloved, agapateo, children, paidon, and brother, adelphos. And so that term beloved is a term that refers to one who is loved based on esteem, not emotion. And the emphasis of that term is more of a spiritual affection based on will and reason. And we can be commanded to love another person at this level as a duty because this is not a command for feeling. This term refers to one who is in the family of God and therefore is esteemed by God and should be esteemed by those in the family. So the command to love a brother in the family and not to hate the brother in the family, that's nothing new. He says that here. Two words in the Greek translated new. There's neos, which speaks of newness in time, or kairos, which speaks of newness in kind. And so we've got newness of time or newness of kind. And the Greek word for this commandment is kairos. Kairos, this kainos actually, may describe that which is new in kind, that is novel or strange in contrast to that which is known or familiar. So what John is saying here is, I write about loving a brother and not hating a brother, and I'm not writing something that is new in kind. And that prepositional phrase, from the beginning, may refer to one of three things. It may refer to the beginning of the scriptures, the written scriptures. It may refer to the beginning when Christ presented the gospel, and that was 60 years before this letter is written. Or it may refer to the beginning when you first heard the word of God. Well, we come to verse 8, and it goes on, and he says, "At the same time, it is a new commandment that I'm writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining." So there's a command to love a brother in the family and not to hate a brother in the family. It does have some new grace ramifications. It says, on the other hand, or the word again is a word that does not refer to introducing a new subject, but taking a second look at the same subject. And the concept is not new. There are principles and ramifications that are new about this concept, particularly in regard to having fellowship with God in the grace age. So here's the principles. That which is in Christ is now in you. Darkness is in the process of passing away in your life. And true light is in the process of shining through your life. So, that fellowship with God is not determined by what one says, but the attitude he actually has concerning his brother. Look at verse 9. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in the darkness. So that word hate is a present tense speaking of a habitual, continual hatred. It's not referring to some moment of anger. And it's this word here is used in the full sense of the word, a hatred that is in full bloom that could kill somebody. It could call this a murderous type of hatred. And we come to verse 10, and it says, whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. So that word love is that word which speaks of the mental and a choice of volitionally to love someone rather than the emotional things that are often irrational. So if we love our brother, we will not cause another brother or sister to stumble. If we love our brother, we will not stumble into sin ourselves. If we love our brother, we will not stumble in our fellowship with God. And we come to verse 11 and says, but whoever hates his brother is in darkness, and who walks in the dark and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. You see, not having fellowship with God is determined by hating our brother. There's facts about this. They're in darkness. They're walking in darkness. They're blindly lost. So if we have this hatred toward anyone in the family, then we aren't having fellowship with God. And you can say all you want, but what you're saying is not really the case. So how are you today? How are you in loving those that are a part of the family of God?